Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's a beautiful day to learn some English. Hi everyone, my name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is time, and we are continuing the lesson called What's on Your Schedule? What's on your schedule? Okay, Katie, what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, Susie asked Alex if he had some time to help her with a report. And then Taylor was late to the studio, and Jim wasn't very happy. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie. I hope you're ready to learn a lot with us today.
All right, friends, turn to the right page of your magazine and read along with Katie.
Alex tells Rob about military time. They use a 24-hour clock. Rob thinks it's confusing. Alex thinks it's easier. He doesn't have to worry about AM and PM. Jim got mad at Taylor for being late. They almost missed an important deadline. The schedule has been tight this week. Rob is glad the weekend starts the day after tomorrow.
When you work at a TV station, things are always busy. People are trying to make their shows quickly.
At the station, you can't miss your deadline, so you have to work really fast.
That's right. That's why Jim got mad at Taylor yesterday. Like our read it said, hopefully she isn't late again.
It's not good to be late. When you're late, people wait on you, and that makes them mad.
That's true. Friends, make sure you pay attention to our lesson. There are a lot of important things to learn about. Let's get started by learning our key words. Here's Christina.
Today's topic is time. 一开始 Alex 讲到军用时间就是把下午两点讲成十四点的说法。Rob 觉得这种时间的说法会让人搞不清楚，很困惑。It's confusing. 形容词 confusing 就是令人困惑的。Taylor 在工作的时候差点误事，所以 Jim 很生气。Jim was mad at Taylor. 形容词 mad 就是盛怒，很恼火的。就因为迟到，他们差点就没有在期限之前完成工作。最后期限就是 deadline。They almost missed the deadline. 这星期的工作表真的很紧凑。The schedule has been so tight. 形容词 tight 就是紧凑，没有空闲的。Rob 很庆幸后天就是周末了。后天就是 the day after tomorrow. The weekend starts the day after tomorrow.
What time are we recording, Alex?
At 13:30. I'll meet you in the studio.
13:30? What kind of time is that?
It's military time. It uses a 24-hour clock. Time goes from 0:00 to 23:59.
So, do you say things like 13 o'clock?
You can, but most people just say 1300.
Isn't that confusing?
No, it's easier. You don't have to worry about AM and PM.
In this conversation, Rob and Alex are talking about time. But Alex is telling Rob about a new kind of time.
Usually when you talk about time, you use the numbers 1 to 12. And if it's after midnight or in the morning, you say AM. If it's the afternoon or evening, you say PM.
Right. But today we are learning about military time. That's why Alex tells Rob he'll meet him in the studio at 13:30.
Military time uses the numbers 0 to 23 hours, 59 seconds. Then you don't worry about using AM or PM.
Right. People just know that if you say a number after 12, you are talking about the afternoon. So 13:30 is really 1:30 PM, or say it's 1:30 in the afternoon.
Thanks, Peter. Friends, have you used this kind of time before? It can be a little confusing, so it's good to practice using it.
That's true. Let's talk about the word confusing. It's a key word today. Something confusing is hard to think about or do. Some people think math is confusing.
But what do you think is confusing? You can tell someone else about that right now.
And if you think something is confusing, you say you are confused about it. If you're confused, ask someone a question and get some help.
We don't want you to be confused when you're learning English, so that's why we're here to help you.
That's right. So let's talk about another word Rob uses in this conversation, record. When you record, you make a video.
When Peter and I teach you, we are recording. A camera records us, and then you get to see the show.
And they do the same thing at the TV station. They record shows for people to see. They also record the news.
Well, everyone, it's time for us to find out some more in the next conversation.
It's been a hard day.
Why has it been a hard day?
Jim got mad at me. I was late getting to the studio.
Everyone is late sometimes.
I know, but Jim and I had an important deadline, and because of me, we almost didn't make it.
But you did make it.
Yes, and I won't be late ever again. I've learned my lesson.
If you saw yesterday's show, you know that Jim got mad at Taylor. Do you remember why?
Oh, I do. She was late getting to the studio. Remember, they only had the TV studio until 2:30. So they had to hurry and finish their work.
And because Taylor was late getting to the studio, they almost missed their deadline. That would have been a big problem. But let's talk about a new English phrase with Christina right now.
Taylor 要去摄影棚 studio 工作，可是他却迟到了。他说 ，I was late getting to the studio. 片语 get to some place 就是达到。到达某个地方，所以 Taylor was late getting to the studio. 如果你要做某件事，可是却迟到了，就可以用这个句型 I was late doing something. 我们来练习一下 I was late going home last night. 我昨晚回家晚了 He was late paying his rent. 他租金迟缴了。
Thank you, Christina.When you are late doing something, that can cause some problems. Taylor was late getting to the studio, and they almost missed their deadline.
But let's talk about the key word deadline. Your deadline is the day that you have to finish something. Sometimes teachers will tell you to write a paper, and they give you a deadline.
That deadline is the day you should turn in the paper.But at work, you also have deadlines. If you have projects to do, your boss will tell you your deadline.
So you have to finish your work by that deadline. And when you work at a TV station, you have a lot of deadlines every day. You make a show every day by a certain time.
Right. And if you don't make it, you can be in a lot of trouble.
Make it? What do you mean, Peter?
Oh, sorry, everyone. When you make a deadline, that means you finish what you have to do, and it is on time. You're not late.
So if you're late finishing your work, we say that you have missed a deadline. And what happens if you miss a deadline?
Well, then you might get into trouble. That isn't good. So Taylor and Jim almost missed their deadline, but they made it in the end.
But I think it's been a hard day for Taylor because she's been worried about all of this.
You're right. So, friends, make sure that you make your deadlines. But now I think it's time that we take a short break. We'll be back after this. Welcome back from the break, friends. Today is the second part of our lesson about time. Everyone is so busy at the station. Rob and Alex talked about military time.
And Taylor is having a hard day. She feels bad that she was late getting to a recording, and she and Jim almost missed their deadline. Let's find out more about what happens in Conversation C.
This week has been hard for everyone.
The schedule has been really tight.
I'm glad the weekend starts the day after tomorrow.
Me too. I just have one more meeting today. What time is it?
It's 3:15.
Oh no! My meeting started at 3:00. I've got to go.
So much for never being late again.
Oh, Taylor, she's late again. In Conversation C, Taylor and Rob are still talking. They both think the week has been hard for everyone.
Everyone's busy. Everyone has a lot to do. So this week has been hard for everyone. Let's talk about that now with Rebecca.
Here's today's exciting grammar point. This noun has been adjective for everyone. For example, this trip has been fun for everyone. Or you could also say, this test has been easy for everyone. Well, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Can you think of a hard week you had before, friends? It's easy to get stressed out when your week has been really hard.
Hard weeks happen when you're really busy and you have many things to do. And there are a lot of things on the schedule that have to be done.
When you have so many things on your schedule, you might say the schedule is really tight. You have something every moment of the day.
So, the schedule at LTE TV has been really tight. Let's learn that calendar phrase.
The schedule is tight.
The schedule is tight. 行程好满哦。
We have 5 meetings today.
The schedule is tight.
We have 2 reports to write.
The schedule is tight.
We have 4 appointments.
The schedule is tight.
Yes, it's very tight. What's first on the schedule?
Getting coffee.
Great.
The schedule is tight.
The schedule is tight. 行程好满哦。
Can you find a time to use that phrase, friends? Your schedule might be tight at school, too. Maybe you have a lot of classes and projects and tests.
Then I think the schedule would definitely be tight. But let's talk about something else. At the end of the conversation, Taylor says she just had one more meeting that day.
But there was a problem. What was it? Well, she doesn't know what time it is. That's why she asked Rob to tell her the time. And then she finds out. It's 3:15.
And her meeting started at 3:00. She's already 15 minutes late to the meeting. Oh, Taylor, so much for never being late again.
Hey, that's what Rob says, too. And that's the last thing Christina wants to teach about today.
Taylor 说过他绝对不会再迟到了，但结果现在又迟到了，所以 Rob 取笑他 So much for never being late again， 表示说不再迟到这话就算了吗？所以说归说还是没有用的。句型 so much for 指的就是放弃某件事或表示某事到此为止。我们来看例句，这样会更清楚。比如说，既然老板不喜欢你的点子，那就 so much for that idea， 你提出的那个点子就算了吧。或者今天要去公园野餐，结果下雨了， so much for the picnic， 野餐的事就算了吧。
Thanks, Christina. Well, we learned earlier in conversation B that Taylor didn't want to be late ever again. But then she was late in conversation C.
And we know that it's better to be on time. Right now, we're on time for our keyword review. Let's say them together.
Here's our first keyword today. Confusing. Confusing.These directions are confusing.
Mad. Mad. Tom was late, and his boss was mad.
Deadline. Deadline. What's the deadline for this story?
Tight. Tight. My schedule is really tight today.
Day.After tomorrow. Day after tomorrow. Please come the day after tomorrow.
All right, everyone. Those were all the key words that we learned together today. Right now, we're going to take a look back at today's conversations.
What time are we recording, Alex?
At 13:30. I'll meet you in the studio.
13:30? What kind of time is that?
It's military time. It uses a 24-hour clock. Time goes from 0:00 to 23:59.
So, do you say things like 13 o'clock?
You can, but most people just say 1300.
Isn't that confusing?
No, it's easier. You don't have to worry about AM and PM.
It's been a hard day.
Why has it been a hard day?
Jim got mad at me. I was late getting to the studio.
Everyone is late sometimes.
I know, butJim and I had an important deadline, and because of me, we almost didn't make it.
But you did make it.
Yes, and I won't be late ever again. I've learned my lesson.
This week has been hard for everyone.
The schedule has been really tight.
I'm glad the weekend starts the day after tomorrow.
Me too.I just have one more meeting today. What time is it?
It's 3:15.
Oh no! My meeting started at 3 o'clock. I've got to go.
So much for never being late again.
Okay, bye, Ginger. I have to go now.
You can't leave, Monkey Man. You just got here.
I'm sorry, but my schedule is really tight today.
But we didn't talk yet.
Sorry. I have an important deadline. I don't have time.
Monkey Man, I want to talk. I want to talk.
We can talk, Ginger, but not now.
But I want to talk now.
Ginger, Ginger, don't get mad. We'll talk later.
When?
Well, let's meet again at 11:30.
Yay! Hey, we can have lunch together.
Well, not 11:30 a.m., 11:30 p.m.
Oh, maybe we can have a midnight snack.
Yeah, we can have bananas.
Yay!
See you then.
Yes. Yeah.
Day by day, in the same old way, it's time for you to know, stepping out is the way to go.
People pass you by,
yeah,
you're not what's inside.
Oh, lonely souls with doubt and fear, needing a word of joy and cheer.
It's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to me, to be there when you see me. It's up to you, it's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to me.
In the same old way, it's time for you to know, stepping out is the way to go.
People pass you by,
pass you by.
Don't
ask what's inside. Oh, lonely souls without a fear, needing a word of joy and cheer.
It's up to you,
it's up to me,
it's up to me,
to be there when we see you.
It's up to you,
it's up to you,
it's up to you,
it's up to me,
it's up to me.
Friends, that's the end of our show. Did you learn a lot with us today? I think you all know some different ways to tell time now.
Today we learned a little bit about using military time. That's a different way to say the time. Have you used it before?
We also talked about how important it is for you to be on time to places. If you're late, it's not nice to make people wait on you all the time.
That's right. Friends, we're almost out of time for today, though. So make sure you keep practicing everything that you've learned on today's show. And we'll see you next time here on...
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.